The 20 photographs in the exhibit were culled from hundreds snapped by the Philadelphia School Closings Photo Collective, the loose network of photographers formed to capture and document the final weeks at each building. Katrina Ostrom curated the free exhibit.
A lot of people were really blindsided by the fact that this many schools were closing. And I think people were just like, wow, this is really affecting these communities. And this is really affecting, you know, these students and what's going to happen when these buildings are empty, et cetera, et cetera.
Harvey Finkel says the photos are his way to express disgust with the state of education in the city.
It's like a visual documentation of what once was a public school system. This is the beginning of the decline and the destruction of it. So I think it wants a documentation, and I think within the core of that documentation is a protest that this is being done.
A number of the pictures show near empty classrooms or the students and staff that no longer fill them. Tishka Smith visited Roberts Fox High School in North Philadelphia during an annual block party.
It was just a weird vibe. It was a celebratory vibe because of what the event was, but humming in the background was this finality, knowing that this was going to be the last block party they would ever have, and that's it. And so, you know, it's not like, yay, block party, see you next year. It's like, yay, block party, see you around.
Smith says she hopes the photos spark questions.
We'll have this body of work right now and in the future to remind us this is what we're walking away from. You know, we walked away from these schools, and some of these schools could have been retooled, they could have been repurposed. But did we have to go to the closing route? I mean, was that the only alternative, you know, available to us? The pictures will force us to ask these questions in the future when we're facing these questions. I know it's going to come up again.
The exhibit opens Wednesday night and runs through mid-January. I'm Aaron Moselle, WHYY News.